Mark Martinez, owner of The Garden in Lubbock's Depot District, already bought inventory for the weekend rush. Hours before opening, the governor said that wasn't going to happen.
It was inevitable. With the amount of cases that we've been seeing throughout Texas, I knew it was coming. But to be told the morning of that you have to shut down, that's just not right.
At 9 a.m. Friday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced the closure of bars effective at noon, an effort to lessen the spread of coronavirus. Restaurants were also called to reduce capacity limits from 75% to 50% effective Monday. After a two-month closure, bars could reopen at 25% capacity on May 22nd. The indoor capacity limit increased to 50% almost 2 weeks later. In an interview with El Paso news station KVIA, Abbott says bars may have reopened too soon.
Bar setting in reality just doesn't work with a pandemic. People go to bars to get close and to drink and to socialize. And that's the kind of thing that stokes the spread of the coronavirus. And so sure, in hindsight, it may have been better to have slowed the opening of the bar setting.
The 20 to 29 age group now accounts for most of the active COVID-19 cases in Lubbock. Contact tracing done by the health department tracked the outbreak to popular bars. One was closed by the city, and a second was closed by the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Martinez says the new closing mandate isn't a surprise, but it is a damaging blow.
Some bars weren't following social distancing protocols, and they were packing it in. And, you know, it unfortunately now a lot of us have to be shut down.
The Garden is an outdoor bar. Martinez says he was sticking to a 25% capacity.
We felt comfortable at a 25%, and we were making enough money to get by. I didn't want to put my staff, myself, or my customers in harm's way.
Martinez says he received two emergency business loans and expects to financially be okay. But he knows not every small business is as lucky, including the many parts of the bar and restaurant supply chain and entertainers whose shows were canceled by the latest closures. For him, the lack of direction from the state has created the most uncertainty.
At the end of the day, a lot of us aren't going to rebound.
For Texas Tech Public Media, I'm Sarah Self-Walbrick.